Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, AV insiders of the world. I guess it just depends on where you're located. I have a special guest, as always. Before I have him on, I'll let you know who I am. My name's Johnny. I'm the host of AV Insider. If you are listening to the wrong show, welcome anyway. AV Insider is a show on Rave Pubs Radio, which can be found at ravepubs.com, of course, under the Rave Radio tab. There are other great, amazing, wonderful, informative shows there as well as mine. And if you haven't listened to them, you should probably give them a chance. But you're here now, so why not give us a listen? As I mentioned, my name's Johnny. If you don't know me, hi. Thanks for listening. And the show isn't about me. It's about my guests. So my special guest today, who has been on the show in the past, is gracing our airwaves again. But today, Andrew Oates, the head of sales at Focal UK, is here. Andrew, hi.
Hey, Johnny. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Good as always, and a real pleasure to be back on the show.
Yeah,
this time under different guise, I guess. But I really enjoyed coming on last time, so thanks for having me on again.
Oh well, thanks for taking the time. I know there is quite a bit of a difference from you to I, so I know it's much later for you. So thank you once for taking your time out of your busy schedule again today. And
no problem.
Yeah, so I mentioned you're with Focal now, and before we talk about the brand, let's talk a little bit about you. So if people maybe aren't unfamiliar with your background, give us a quick little elevator pitch, or as long as you want, really, a bit about yourself. So maybe this is your first job, which we know it's not, but give us a little bit about your background in the AV technology industry, if you will.
Okay, so I guess you can tell from the accent, I'm based in Scotland, in the United Kingdom. Over the last number of years, I've worked with brands such as Lynn Products, a quite famous Scottish hi-fi brand, in export sales, and then moved on to developing their CI strategy. Some years ago, I guess, kind of beginning time of Sonos, just when the market was moving to an open network solution, I was developing a range of products with Lynn to deal with the new universal plug-and-play world. I've worked with brands such as Sonos as well. So kind of seen both sides of the spectrum, seen sort of hi-fi, high-end performance audio, then fast-moving consumer audio in the world of Sonos. Quite an exciting time when I was working with the guys at Sonos. I guess you're moving from a paradigm of proprietary network audio to then what we know now as online stream solutions and so on. Headed up for Lynn in the UK. Last time I was on, I was working with a company called Load Audio. Load Audio are a really great bunch of guys based out of London, the UK, with a kind of high-end distributed audio platform. I could say most broadly speaking, my career over the last 15 years has been from sort of sales management, export sales, working in North America and Europe, to then, developing strategy for some brands. And now, obviously, moving to Focal, my role is really to head up the push for Focal in the UK. So to look at the UK sales strategy, build the UK sales team, sales marketing. Quite a varied background, I would say.
No, that's great.
For me, it's a really interesting industry. It's just great to be part of it. And I feel, I guess, blessed for being able to work with some really great brand.
No, it sounds like you've had some good brands to work with. You've developed a lot of stuff, and now you're over at Focal UK. Imagine that I'm a potential dealer that you're going to meet with for the first time, and I know nothing about the brand. Give me a quick, or again, as long as you'd like, elevator pitch about the brand and what they offer.
So Focal is quite a famous loudspeaker brand based out of France. Originally started about 1979 by Jacques Mille. What Focal really do is manufacture incredible sound systems. We develop all drive unit technology still out of our facility in Saint-Étienne in France. So what I mean by that is we develop our own cone technology. We manufacture our own cone technology. We're really interested in developing speaker solutions to really capture the live emotional aspect of music. We're really interested, I guess, in striving to recreate that emotional connection with music. What makes for Cal really special, I guess, is its dedication to the drive unit in particular. If you look at the drive unit, a bit like a camera lens in a camera, you could have an excellent camera body, but an average camera lens, and more than likely you're going to take an average picture. But if you have an incredibly good camera lens, an average camera body, you're going to take presumably a really good picture. So we see a drive unit like a really good camera lens. It's there to produce a key aspect of the sound quality that you're receiving from an audio system. So that makes us, I guess, quite special. There's a lot of loudspeaker manufacturers in the world, right? There really is. When you listen to a Focal system, what you notice is how emotionally engaging it is and how clear the audio quality is, particularly in the mid-range. So we manufacture everything from Saint-Étienne in France. We have our own cabinet facility in Beauvalency in Burgundy as well. So we're quite famous in the pro audio background, particularly in North America. We do a lot of work with studios. In the UK, I guess a lot of the biggest studios in the UK use Focal monitoring speakers. Wherever you need to have a really high quality drive unit, you tend to find you'll see Focal ever increasingly. So we make some of the best audio headphones in the world, such as the Utopia, which is about £3,500 a pair. We've almost won every single award as possible on that particular pair of headphones. But we go all the way from consumer headphones. We work in car audio, so in car audio and as in B2B, with partnership programs with DS and car companies. But we also work with, and I guess it's particularly pertinent to North America, is the aftercar market. There's a real big market out your neck of the woods for people who want to retrofit incredible sound quality to their cars. So we work in different areas of the market. Custom installation is now for us a new driver. I've just launched a whole new range of products, working with the guys in France at ISE, working in conjunction with Cydia. I would say Focal is very well known for its dedication to sound quality, and also now its range of solutions. Yes. So I think it's a good brand to work with.
No, I think you picked a great brand. I mean, like you mentioned, there's, you know, monitoring speakers, you make world-class headphones, there's car audio solutions, you talked about the CI channels and the Pro AV, and then on the Cydia channel, you have some multimedia wireless solutions, home theater, and of course, obviously, some high-fidelity cabinetry and floor-standing products as well.
That's great. A lot of people know us for our original product, which is called, I guess you could say, the Grand Utopia. The Grand Utopia aesthetic, as in what the product looks like, is quite a famous design. So that's a speaker that sits right at the very top end of the range. Utopia is our range of products, not just in hi-fi stereo speakers, but across the range that is really our top end product. And Grand Utopia, as a floor stand solution, is kind of fairly well known for what it looks like and how it performs.
So being that the Utopia is a line, not necessarily a set of headphones or a speaker or a specific driver, is it safe to assume that that signature sound found within Utopia carries across the line?
Exactly, 100%. I guess like a lot of manufacturers, what we're doing is we're driving a lot of innovation at Utopia, which you will then see cascade down through the rest of the range. So Utopia is synonymous with inverted dome tweeter, with using beryllium technology. We use beryllium as a drive unit technology because it has incredibly good damping. It's incredibly light as a material. So that started off in Utopia, but you'll now see beryllium in, for example, our brand new range of loudspeakers called Canta, in just a slightly different guise, but fundamentally the same technology. So Utopia allows us to break all the limitations and to really innovate and provide the very best we can possibly do or achieve across those ranges that we're working on. But then also allows us to take that technology as a platform and cascade down through the rest of our product ranges. So Utopia finds its way into Sopra and into Canta and some of our other product ranges.
So let's go back a little bit. We talked about launching a new product or new driver specific, correct, within the ISC channel, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it called?
So we've launched a whole new range. I guess you could say for Cal, because we work in different verticals, we had a range of integration products available, but for Cal really hadn't put our strategical focus on the CI channel. We hadn't brought a full strategical vision to what we wanted to do in custom integration. So what we've now done is we've now created a new series of speakers, I guess, which is good, better, best. So we just launched a new 100 series. We're bringing innovation into an area of the market, a price point of the market you don't generally see. At the entry point to the market, you generally find that you have quite commoditized product, low on technology, low on innovation, high in volume and low in price. So we're trying to bring what we do for Cal, the innovation of sound quality and some cool technology to the entry level in ceiling and wall solutions. So that's the 100 series. Above that, we have our 300 series, which uses flax technology. And flax technology is something that you see as a cone technology. We use that in some of our speakers such as Kanta, Aria. Also within some of our pro audio series such as Shape. That was a 5-year technology platform project to develop a technology that provides great sound quality. So the 300 series uses flax, but it also provides the capability to install in ceiling and wall products without using any tools. So quite clever design that allows you to kind of fit without having to juggle power drills and that sort of stuff. And then at top end, we've got our Electra range. Electra allows us to take Brillium and W-Cone technology from Utopia and put it into an in-ceiling or in-wall solution. So that's quite a large range of products to launch in one sitting. It was actually about 15 products we launched at ISE.
Wow.
But the reaction from the market was sensational. I think what we're doing in bringing what we do for Cal to the CI market is really, I would call it custom integration fidelity, so CI-fi is what I would call it, which is to say that you want innovation, ease of installation, but you want to have incredible sound quality. So you want, for example, a ceiling speaker to be able to disperse properly. You want to have to avoid a shower effect from a speaker on the ceiling.
Yeah.
So with our clever guys in France, we can develop technology which disperses really well. Therefore, you probably need less of them in a ceiling. So you have, you know, that phrase, ceiling acne or wall acne, when you can have too many things on a wall or ceiling.
Yes.
And you want to keep a nice aesthetic and to have a great sound quality. So yeah, a large amount of things happening within the CI range, but really, really good progress.
So yeah, I'm kind of looking at specifically the CI stuff in your 300 series, and I see, and I don't want to click on the video because it'll probably play over our talking, but it looks like you have and I don't know if this is patented to Focal, but a easy and quick installation system for installing in-wall or in-ceiling product.
That's correct. 100% correct. In 300 series, the idea, you'll see a little kind of French flag that sits beside the 300 series. That's kind of really just stating that we hand-build that product entirely in France. Again, which is quite, I guess, in North America, you've got some great brands with the modern versus others that operate at the high end. 300 series for us is a product range which is manufactured, developed, designed in Saint-Étienne in France. So yeah, you have aluminium magnesium inverted dome tweeter that allows you the capability to rotate by quite some distance and tune the position of the tweeter. But then you also have an installation capability that allows you to cut a hole to leave a sub-assembly, to fit and leave a sub-assembly with a paint mask in the ceiling, for example. So you could almost leave a sub-assembly in a ceiling with a paint mask, a transparent paint mask, as a first fix. You could then, which I guess an electrician could fit for you, depending on how you install as a company. You could then leave that sub-assembly in place with a paint mask. The rest of the guys on the project can get on with painting the ceiling. your team can then come back out again on second fix with the actual, the main part of the speaker. And you can just simply get on a set of ladders, connect with really simple spring-loaded binding posts at the back, the speaker cable, offer up the speaker to the ceiling, and just simply just rotate, click in place and rotate, and then just fit a magnetic grill directly to the sub-assembly to provide a kind of a frameless speaker finish. And obviously that grill can then be painted. The idea is really, I guess, to help installers who are possibly installing a load of speakers on a project. If it's going to take you, I don't know, 10 minutes per speaker to try and install a project where you've got, say, 100 speakers, you can see how the time on site starts to increase rapidly. And, well, in my past, I don't know about you, but in my past, I've installed some fairly complicated speakers in a wall or ceiling, and it takes a lot of time. And installers really want to have a product that has great margin, sounds fantastic, but it doesn't take too long to install. And if there's any issues, you want to be able to take that speaker back out again with ease.
So the
300 series is all about that. It's all about thinking along the way that an installer would think. For example, the new in-wall version, we have some clever technology with some nylon handles that allow you to simply just push the speaker into the pre-cutout in the wall. So we have some pre-assembly kits if you chose, or in the UK, for example, we would use drywall. So you might then just simply just offer up the speaker directly to the hole in the wall and just push it into the wall. If you want to take it back out again, just pull it back out again. So it would take you a number of seconds to install the speaker versus 10 minutes, possibly longer.
So labor savings, high fidelity CI-FI product, easy to install, great margin, and sounds great.
Yeah, spot on. Absolutely correct. And in that, I guess we're trying to be as friendly as possible to the installer.
Yeah.
And it's not always just about great sounding product. It has to be a product which is easy to install, that offers great margin. But then, for example, we've got some technology that allows the client overdriving the speaker, that the speaker will just cut off under heavy load, just to be able to protect the speaker. So there are some other things in there that we're looking at, just to make the job of the installer a bit easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're trying to think not just like a manufacturer, but like an installer.
That's great, because coming from the installation integration field and loving audio, it's hard to sell high fidelity to a client that maybe just is either uninformed, doesn't really care, but wants something. And for many years, a product that sound great and is also easy to install with great margin didn't really exist. And it's really hard to find a brand that's doing that, or really looking at the CI channel heavily, because that just wasn't in their bloodline, right? Maybe they're cabinetry, or they're only this, or an in ceiling, but it's not great. Or we just aim for the low market, or just the high end ranks of audio, but it's still kind of hard to install. Takes a while. It's not a lot of great margin. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that there's a lot of integration products out there. Obviously, there's a lot of great manufacturers from North America, from Sonance, Wisdom, Triad, and various others. You've got some great brands out there. There's synonymous brands in the UK, such as B&W, KEF, Monster Audio. There's lots of different companies providing slightly different solutions. We are really interested in benchmarking those solutions, so we kind of picked some of what we feel our company's doing a great job, and then we wanted to do what we do at Focal, which is to think slightly out of the box and try and think slightly differently, but also to bring what we do with our incredible drive unit technology, which ultimately, as far as we feel, is going to provide the best audio quality. So it's not just it's not just enough to be the best sounding. You have to think a little bit differently.
Yeah, you want your dealer base to choose you for a multitude of reasons, right? Like, a lot of people at the end of the day, it just comes down to margin for them, right? Maybe that's just their business model. They want to get the best bang for their buck. Sometimes it may be a client like, I have to have this name brand. Okay, well, then that's where we're going to get you. or
Yeah,
but then you go and install those, like, and it takes a lot of work, and then there's a lot of things that need to be considered. So this 300 series really looks like it's kind of going after that the whole market and really putting the installer and the dealer in mind, as well as the end customer as well. Obviously, you want your product to stand by its the name of the rest of the brand.
That's correct, 100%. We have some. I guess if you look at us in comparison to price point versus other manufacturers for our in-wall solution, we'll provide an in-wall three-way Dapolito design loudspeaker at a price point where other manufacturers only provide a two-way loudspeaker. So again, we're cramming in a lot more for your buck, I guess, as well. So yeah, the 300C is really, for me, hits the sweet spot for the performance installer. The 100 series beneath that is really just about cascading down what we do within much more of an entry level price point. So that's really just about providing best sound quality for those installers who, or those customers who really want to have, I guess, a solution that they can pick and choose from that's not going to break the bank. Or I guess if you want to look at a whole project, if you've got high volume areas in a home that aren't necessarily going to be the high the demanding areas for sound quality, you could potentially use 100 series, which would match with our Chorus range of floor standing speakers or stand mount speakers. And then in your higher performance areas, you want to kind of go for 300 series, which is going to match up with Aria and Kanta. And then if you really want to go all in for the very best in-ceiling and wall solution available, then it's Utopia. So it's Sopra loudspeakers with up to Utopia loudspeakers with our Electra in range, in wall and ceiling range. So the idea is you've got a good, better, best.
Yeah.
Three range of products which are good, better, best.
So I was not at ISC this year. I'm curious, what was the, with the all the products that announced and launched there, what was the feedback that you'd got from your dealer base and potential dealers?
I think one thing for me, coming from not necessarily having worked with a loudspeaker brand before, it was really interesting for me to see just how many people love the brand. I think Vital is a brand that a lot of people know. For me in the UK, my job is I guess, is to build Vocal as a brand strategically, to build it and develop the channels. So because we haven't necessarily worked on the provided full strategical focus on the integration side of the business, I was really pleasantly surprised just to see how many people knew Focal, worked with Focal. Particularly that ISC is such a big show now, so we've taken along some products such as our Shape series in the pro side. We've taken along some Utopia headphones, some floor standing speakers such as Kanta, to give people a real understanding of some of the depth of range that we have. So yeah, I was really pleasantly surprised to see the feedback from people who already knew the brand and were therefore delighted for us to be working within the integration sector properly. So yeah, we had quite a nifty stand. We had a lot of kind of perspex walls that allowed you to understand how we were installing the product. So the 300 series, you're right. I think the 300 series was the one that really captivated most people's imagination. It really got their attention, because we were able to show people demonstrations on stand where you could just simply push and pull a speaker inside a wall, rotate a speaker outside of a ceiling. And then we had a setup on stand that allowed us very quickly to provide about 10 different install demonstrations across from in-ceiling left, center, right, to 5-inch in-ceilings, to 6-inch in-wall three-way design speakers. So we could actually lay out a demonstration in a really nice way. I'd personally done a lot of work with Cedia on that, because I know the guys from Cedia pretty well. So we've done a lot of work with Cedia prior to that, working with a lot of magazines such as CE Pro and so as well. So that was quite nice on the way into ISE to be able to know so many people within the industry. And that's something we're going to continue to do, is work quite closely with Cedia.
So again, just to remind people, so you are head of sales at Focal UK in the United Kingdom. And obviously the brand is a global brand, but you are handling the United Kingdom. So we talked Cedia, we talked about ISE, which are also held over there. We have a CD here, it's, you know, just the one for here. But what I'm curious is, because I'm not super familiar how things work over there, or Focal specifically, and maybe just in your region, what is the business model for the brand there? And it could be, I think, different for each line, but do you have like a mix of direct to dealer with distribution, or is it just distribution, or just like a direct to dealer model?
It's really distribution. So if you look, if we focus in on the UK, you could say that we have an integration channel, which is the newer part of the business.
Yeah.
The core channels really are, I guess you would say, independent hi-fi retailers. So we have a Focal UK as an entity distributing directly to a bunch of really great hi-fi retailers across the UK. We then have our Pro Audio side of the business. Pro Audio, we work with a great company called SCV. SCV look after our Pro Audio customers across the UK. Pro Audio is such a big part of our business now. We have a distribution company looking after that area of the business for us. We then also have another company looking after the car audio side of the business for us in the UK.
Okay.
So car audio, is, as I said before, that's a real growth area of the market. We do a lot of stuff. The stuff that we'll do on a direct basis will be our partnerships. We work with DS Group. DS Group have the new DS7 fastback car, but they also have the Peugeot or Peugeot. That's my Scottish accent getting in there. Peugeot 3008. We have some incredible sound system in that car. That's a car in the UK is about £25,000 upwards for a really nice SUV. We have an audio solution that's about €800. Man, it is absolutely mind blowing for €800. Incredible. So we work with a distribution company who look after the aftermarket car audio in the UK. But then we also have another distribution company who looks after, you could say, probably the faster moving part of the market, so the consumer electronics side. So we have Dome, Dimension, Sibevo as part of our product range. So we have an entirely different channel that's set up for us to sell that product as well. So actually, UK, my job is to work with and manage 3 to 4 different distribution entities, which have all their own retailers.
Okay. And for you in the time that you've been there, and maybe you can say or not say, is there any one particular channel for you that seems to do better where you're at? Because again, what we mentioned, you know, the brand is global, but you happen to handle that side of the palm there.
Yeah, I would say, although I'm looking after the UK, North America, we've got the guys at Audio Plus and Plurus on. So Daniel Jack is the president of that company. They're great guys. So they all have a very similar approach in North America, where you have Plurus on Audio Plus and you have some other companies looking after the car audio side as well. So I would say, imagine the market as a pyramid.
Okay.
If you're at the top of the market, if you're at the top of that pyramid, so let's just say an equilateral triangle, if you're at the top of that pyramid, that represents the highest value part of the market, but the least number of customers. So at that point in the market, you have high-end custom install, and we all know that some projects customers can spend an enormous amount of money, but there's very, very few installers that tackle that area of the market. The same is correct of high-end stereo retailers. The higher up you go and spend, the less dealers there are, and usually manufacturers set up a system that helps to provide focus on those guys. As you come down the pyramid, you'll note that the base gets bigger, gets wider. The very bottom of the pyramid is, I guess you could say, the most amount of customers, the least amount of service. So that's going to be your consumer electronics channel. So online consumer electronics channels. The bit that I love working on, of course, is at the top part of the market, because it's where the most fun is, right?
Yeah.
If you're working with retailers who are really passionate and installers who are really passionate about what they do, and actually have the capability to work with customers who have the spend to create some real magical installs, it's great to work on those projects. It's a lot of fun. If you're working on the fast-moving side at the bottom of the market, it's more or less you're talking about it's far less about the brand quality. It's a very difficult market to penetrate properly. You've got the really big brands in that area. I guess that's where maybe is Sonos down in that area of the market now? Probably. Sonos is $1 billion-plus market now, a company now. So that's it's tackling all the way through that pyramid from the bottom to the top. But yeah, from my point of view, the magic happens at the top. The magic happens really with the high-end install and high-end hi-fi retailing. It's just great fun. Obviously, home theater design as well. It's fantastic. It's great fun at that area.
Does Focal offer any sort of custom cabinetry or custom speaker product or any custom anything from the brand?
Yes, we do. So I guess if your customer is interested in, let's just look at a couple of products in the range. You've got Sopra. If your listeners take a look online at Focal.com, you'll see a range of products called Sopra going up to Utopia. Because we, at the Vervent Group, we looked at acquiring our cabinet facility in Beaumont-sur-Mer in France some years ago, which allows us the capability, I guess, to come up with some really cool bespoke finishes on speakers. So we have the Grand Utopia. Grand Utopia is, so your listeners know, talking in pounds, as in pound sterling, it's about £140,000 a pair of speakers. I've seen some very cool speaker finishes on that. So Hermes leather and side panels with gloss black fronts, totally bespoke. And we can do that sort of thing because we have our own cabinet facility. I've seen Sopra finishes in two-tone. Do you know that kind of spray finish where you look at it from different angles and it looks like a different colour?
Yeah.
If you had a client who wanted to have a RAL colour code matched speaker, we can do that, no problem at all.
Cool.
With that sort of stuff, you just provide us a RAL code or a photograph or a sample of what you're trying to match against, and we can send that across to France. The guys can let us know whether it can be achieved and the timeline it takes to do that, and of course the cost involved. Usually actually the costs are they're really quite fair as well. So depending on the speaker and the finish, it could be as simple as like an extra 10% or something like that.
Yeah.
I think in the modern world, and particularly going up to that, if you visualize again that pyramid going up to the very top, when you're dealing with clients who quite often they actually like the idea of nobody else having one of those products available in the world. That can be a big driver for a lot of customers. They just want to be unique.
Yeah.
And not have the idea of having a system that nobody else in the world has can be quite a special thing for some people. We definitely cater for that. To give you an example, we have a partnership with a French jeweler for our Utopia headphone. I don't know if you've seen those. Utopia headphone is I would argue the world's finest high performance headphone. Certainly a lot of journalists would agree with us because we keep winning lots of awards for it.
You send me one and I'll say yes or no.
Utopia headphones about £3,500. We work with a company, a design jeweling company in France called Tournaire. The Tournaire headphone is about €110,000 for a pair of headphones. We've sold about four sets of those so far. I think we've got two pairs left. I think we probably manufactured about 5 to 10 of these things.
Wow.
Somewhere between that number. So yeah, we have customers out there looking for something fairly unique, and we sell a headphone that can fit that customer, which is sort of encrusted with gold and jewels and stuff. I took those along to MTV Awards recently in the UK, tail end of last year, and of course all the stars. That's the thing they went straight to. It was a headphone that's €110,000. Wow. That sort of stuff can be fun. That can be fun.
If only I had the money. One day.
Absolutely.
One day. One day.
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Come and talk to me, Johnny. I'll sort you out.
yeah, for sure. Now, let me ask you this. So I know a couple people over there on your side of the world, and they are, his name's Chris Gamble, who is part of the live install community, which is very big there, and they are doing some big things there, and, you know, I see a lot of the stuff that they're doing, and, you know, I see a lot of work and custom things there. So I only really know of that side of the install world through their posts, which is great, and I love seeing that kind of stuff. So I'm just curious, you know, outside of that, what other you know, types of like installations that you're seeing that's like really customized, you know, coming through your brand, and, you know, in terms of like the 300 series, I think is probably maybe more of like a big step into the CI channel, and really thought in terms of the integrator from the brand that you're at now.
So yeah, I agree that there's some really cool people over the three. Chris Gamble's one. There's guys like Guy Singleton, the cinema designer, him and Alice Gustafson, ex Essential Install editor, one of the editors working with Daniel State. She went off and partnered with Guy Singleton and has developed a really cool company that makes it simple for cinema designers to work with companies like herself. They've got a software package that allows you to take our speakers, specify them in a project, and incorporate all the specifications, DWG files and everything in one place, and to help you to work very easily on a specification proposal across our product range. So we'll be working with Guy Singleton and the rest of the team to bring our whole range of products to I guess cinema designers, more broadly speaking. And cinema design can be really, well, I guess, you know, cinema design is, it can be everything from, I guess, if you look at one of our products, the new Sibivo 5.1.2 system, that's we incorporate the Atmos within a sub-satellite package for about £1,100. If there's no product like it in the marketplace, it's really unique. That's going down a storm for us. It's an incredible selling product. Sounds fantastic. Absolutely. It's almost too cheap in my mind. The performance it provides is incredible. So that working on products like such as that, you could then go up to, well, you could go up to a utopia level cinema using Electra in walls and Electra rears in ceilings on an Atmos specification, using Grand Utopias at the front. Our whole thinking is provide a range of products that allow you to pick and choose from and acoustically match the solution. Whether you're using a stand mount, a floor stand, or an in ceiling, an in wall, you can pick and choose from that. So yeah, we've got our eye on lots of things as a brand. On integration range, we will continue to expand that. You continue to see a lot more in that area over the next kind of 12 months. We've got a lot happening within our classic loudspeakers. We're going to be doing some work at Munich. Is another big kind of European hi-fi show, traditional hi-fi show.
Okay.
But that's really pulling a lot of we see a lot of you guys, a lot of the North Americans coming across to a lot of the shows now in Europe, which is great to see. And I think the work that the team, Dave Pedigo and the team at CD have done to bridge the gap between North America and Europe from a trade organizational point of view is brilliant. I guess our world is becoming smaller, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're not so kind of it kind of feels like a lot smaller now. So yeah, organizations like CD are working alongside lots of other shows and great people in the industry, helps us to provide better solutions. Our idea is working in conjunction with the market and help the market provide the solution. So yeah, we've got a lot happening in both partnerships. We're teaming up with companies such as Guy Singleton, and the cinema designer, guys like Chris Gamble and stuff. We'll work alongside that, but then we also have a lot happening in other areas.
Yeah, I really like seeing, you know, like you mentioned, Dave Pedigo and the CDA team, and, you know, North Americans coming over to your side, and, you know, some of the people from your area coming this way for certain shows. But like ISC, for example, would be a good one where we would come over and check out the shows there. That kind of stuff I really like, because I mean, like for me, I get to see what the rest of the world is doing, right? It could be similar, it could be wildly different in terms of like, you know, just really custom elaborate stuff or just a whole different thought of things that maybe I wouldn't have thought of before. But I like to see it because, you know, we could be on the same wavelength. It could be different. I see stuff that Chris Gamble's doing. I see stuff that other, you know, the Live Install community is doing. And it's refreshing to see because it makes it, like you said, the world feels a lot less smaller. And a lot of the custom installers out there are really doing some really cool things. And it's nice to see that some of the really big brands like Focal really thinking of the installers as well, because at the end of the day, I would want to put in a product in someone else's home that I could stand by in my own home and really enjoy. Yeah. And then if I had to service it, it wouldn't be hard to get back to.
Yeah, I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. I think I'm a huge believer in people in business. And I guess you are right that this is why you have your show. I'm very curious like you are. I've just seen what's happening in our industry. I think it's a very vibrant space, and our space moves all the time. And I think there's so many cool people in our business doing a lot of great stuff. I mean, Julie Jacobson, I've always been a big fan of what she does. Over at our neck of the woods, working with guys like Bruno Napoli and the guys at Krika and Demotz, and that whole servicing side of the business. If you look at voice integration, that moving into the CI sector and the consumer audio sector as well, there's a lot of dynamic changes happening. The more we can understand our sector, the more we can understand our customers, the closer manufacturers work together with the industry, the better the solutions. The better the solutions, the happier the customer, and also the happier the installer, because you're going to spend less time having headaches and a lot more time enjoying the thing that you're trying to achieve, which is to specify and create projects that really genuinely blow your customers away. That's kind of what you want to have, right?
Yeah, I think it's great. I typically, this is the part of the show where I'd ask you, okay, well, what's next for the company? But it kind of sounds like what's next is the 300 series. I mean, that's what it sounds like, what's really focused on right now, and that's where things are really starting to dig down into a quality product that still carries the signature sound of Focal, but keeps in mind the installer, you know, in terms of margin, in terms of accessibility, ease of use, and in installation. That series is what is the future.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, the 300 series, if you look at good, better, best, the 100 series is the good, the 300 series is the better, and the Electra is the best.
Okay.
But the 300 series, because there's so much innovation in that range of speakers, as we've discussed during your show, yeah, I think that's the one that's the real sweet spot. We're going to continue to expand the products that's available within that range. We've got a new in-ceiling left, center, right, launching. We launched at ISE, but it will actually start flowing through the market in the next sort of 6 to 8 weeks, and through into summer. That's going to be a really cool product. So you're going to see more in the range that provide greater number of solutions for installation. The 100 series, I think you'll find we'll find installers who possibly will use alongside the 300 series, but maybe hallways in the home, or maybe say ensuite bathrooms, that sort of thing, where you want to have 300 series in your performance area in the home, but then you, for the less kind of critical sound performance areas, the 100 series will be the solution. And then kind of looking, I guess if you look at the logic of it, we will deliver a solution. Electra has been in the marketplace for some time, so you've seen the real innovation happen in the mid part of our range. Over the next, I guess, period of time, you will see us start to focus our attention on the Electra range. Electra sounds incredible, but there's so much more, I guess, we can do in providing more innovation in installation for that range of products. So I guess maybe guys and clients will give me a kick, but I guess you will see more happening in that area as well.
So I didn't ask you this, and I think I just assumed that it was specific to the 300 series, but the Easy Quick Install system, is that specific currently to 300 series?
That's correct, 100%. It's that the 300 series is where the innovation on ease of install happens. The on the 100 series, I guess, because it's more about a price point, about innovation at a price point that there's far less, and that's part of the range that although it's research developed, designed in France, we're not necessarily manufacturing France because we cannot really get to that price point by doing that. But that in that, for example, an in-ceiling speaker, you have three legs with a standard screw fitting. So three legs instead of four, magnetic grills and so on. So there is still a lot of innovation happening there.
Yeah.
But no, the 300 series is the part where it really gets quite exciting in terms of ease of use.
But well, I just, you know, as we're talking, I was just thinking, you know, in my brain, it would be nice, you know, and as time progresses and more thought gets put into the CI channel and the custom installation, right, thinking about the installers that are putting this product out there but still want to give a good, you know, the good, better, best solution because maybe you can't afford the top of line and maybe 300 series isn't quite obtainable for this project, but in the future maybe it will be. It would be nice to see maybe some thought process of the install system being applied to the 100 series or the Electra series so that let's say we started with 100, but eventually, you know what, I want to upgrade to 300 series, or you know what, I really need the best sound in this room. You know, let's change that out just and put in Electra series. So it's simple as removing and putting it in, but I realize it's not as simple as that, obviously.
Yeah, the idea was really to kind of approach the concept of a home, and then you have a range of speakers that allow you to pick and choose from a good, better, best, or room size. So potentially the 100 series hallways, ensuite bathrooms, kind of, as I said before, the low kind of performance area. 100 series matches perfectly with our classic loud speaker range called Chorus. So you could, for example, have, I don't know, if you have a standard sitting room in your home and you have a great big four, nice OLED 4K TV or possibly 5K when it comes along. you want to have a really nice pair of four-star speakers. We have Chorus range, and Chorus is, again, it's phenomenal sound performance for the money. Really, what Focal do is break the barriers at price points. It's what we do. We bring incredible sound performance and build quality to a price point. So you could specify a home with Chorus and 100 series, and actually pound for pound, the performance you're going to get is going to be pretty amazing. But maybe in that home, you might want to have a theatre. That's really where your client gets the most amount of joy. So maybe they have the next range of speakers up called Aria or Canta as their left, centre, right, but you want to have a discrete in-ceiling or in-wall solution. So you would use 300 series in-wall or in-ceiling as your rear channels. So the idea is to pick and choose from a classic loudspeaker range and match that with the install range applicable. But you're right. I think the 100 series would be, I think it would be great if we at some point in time saw the same installation capability that the 300 series provides at the 100 series. But you know, I think that's an area of the marketplace which is so price sensitive. What we are doing, if your viewers want to, or if your listeners rather want to take a look at what we're doing in that range online, you will see that we have got a lot of an incredible amount of innovation in that area for installation as well as sound performance. And that really is an area that is always so well catered for with a sheer number of products, but so poorly catered for in terms of sound performance and also installation. We're trying to provide a solution in the new 100 series that caters to that as well.
Now, is there anything we haven't mentioned about the brand that we absolutely should mention? Or did we basically, I think we've covered everything, correct?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much there. I think we're pretty much there. I guess what we're doing as a brand, it's growing pretty quickly. We're growing really quickly across so many different areas. And that's an exciting thing because what you see is as we develop a solution, for example, for the integration range of products, we might find something in there that we want to apply to our classic loudspeakers. If we are developing audio solutions, you guys in North America are great. Some of the programs we see on Discovery Channel about the after car market, audio solutions, you guys do amazingly well over there. It's unfortunate we don't have that market so much over in the UK, where I guess a customer wants to buy a really amazing car, but then works for the company to provide an incredible audio solution or entertainment system for that car later on. We don't have that so much anymore in the UK. You guys have got a great market there. So we provide a whole range of solutions for the in-car market as well. And because of the, I guess, the genre-bending work that you guys do in North America, let's say on a Lamborghini that's got a top-end Focal audio solution in it, mm-hmm. we learn a lot from that. Acoustically, we learn a lot from that. Our guys in France have one of the biggest anechoic chambers in Europe, not the biggest, but one of the biggest anechoic chambers. We actually work on site with a lot of different cars to test and bench our audio solutions for in-car. So that's pretty cool. To understand the acoustic environment in cars is really cool. And if you look at where in-car audio is going with autonomous vehicles, that's pretty exciting. So from our point of view, the big thing to take away, I guess, is Focal is constantly pioneering and constantly innovating. And that you'll see across our integration range of products. You'll see it on our classic loudspeakers in the years to come. We're never content with what we do. We're never standing still. We're always trying to push the envelope.
And if there's one final thing that I could say about Focal or reiterate that you've kind of already said, and then one thing that really separates you from the rest is starting with the driver technology, correct?
100%. I would say in the time that I've been with the company, if there's one thing that I would suggest outside of everything that for us is so critically important, it's the drive unit technology. Yeah. Okay. And I think for your listeners, I think the comparison is we said it in the very beginning, it's the camera lens. Look at companies like Carl Zeiss and various others. Those companies became vitally important as optics for cameras, because if you have a really poor optic, your camera's not going to take a great picture. It's just as simple as that. If you look at projector companies, there's a lot of great companies out there who make incredible video projectors, and usually those are the guys that have got the best optics and stuff as well. So from my point of view, having the capability to design, manufacture in France is huge. If you ever get the chance, if any of your listeners ever get the chance, if you're in France, drop me a call beforehand or whatever, we can set up a tour around about Saint-Étienne. You'll be blown away. We actually manufacture all of our cone technology in Saint-Étienne. Even beryllium tweeters. A lot of people, they think beryllium's toxic. I guess if you in its gaseous form, it probably will be. So we have full hazmat areas in the manufacturing facility. But to see people take time and dedication to manufacture something, that's pretty special. So yeah, you're 100% right. You've got it right, Johnny. I would say personally, there's so many attributes to the brand which are incredibly exciting and very, very valuable. But yeah, I think it starts with the drive unit.
I think the way you described it is really brilliant in that, you know, comparing it to a camera and a lens, and that really helped me to like hit it click in my head. I'm like, well, that makes 100% sense. That's brilliant. And if you see it that way, then I think it's easier to convey the message about how audio quality works, right? So, and I can tell people at the end of the day, you know, Focal is superior to XYZ, and you know, some people might just, you know, stop me and say, well, you know, I can't really hear the difference. But if I could explain it in a more visual sense with your camera and camera body and camera lens, it makes 100% sense.
Yeah, that was one of our colleagues, Raphael at Focal. We talked a lot about that in quite some depth about how can you really explain what's going on? There's so many things acoustically in the speaker. Ultimately, the speaker is the last point of a whole chain series of events in an audio system, whether it's from streaming music from Tidal or MQA that runs through a streaming platform. A piece of hardware that then goes to a preamplifier, then goes to a power amplifier, that then connects via speaker cables or Cat6 cable, which is a network speaker. All that stuff is happening before the point of the loudspeaker. The loudspeaker design, every aspect of that design needs to be carefully considered in terms of time alignment and the acoustics, non-standing waves in terms of the cap. There's lots of stuff in a speaker. But ultimately, then that speaker cannot push and pull properly. If that drive unit cannot push and pull properly, if it's not sensitive enough and not rigid and not light enough to reproduce sound waves which are so small, you're just not going to hear it. All you're really going to hear is clean and start the sound. It sounds like something's in the way between your ear and the speaker. And I guess fundamentally, there's so many other things happening. But the drive unit is so important in that. It's so important. So I think it's a good analogy.
I think it's a great analogy. And I think that's probably a great place to end the conversation. So for people who are listening now and they're interested about learning more about the brand, learning about where to purchase more or just general info about the brand, what's the best place to go to?
So in North America, go to Focal.com. Go on to where to buy our products. You've got Focal North America. The guys at Tourison and Audio Plus. Tourison are based in Montreal. It's Daniel Jacques, who also works with Audio Plus. You've got our guys at Focal America, Orca, who are looking after our in-car audio. So I would say Focal.com. That will then take you to our dealer locator. And then you can look at the installer, distributor for the product that you're looking for. Obviously, if you're in the UK and you want to come and have a chat, just look me up. You'll find me on LinkedIn or whatever, and I'd be always willing to listen to or talk to anybody in the UK, in Western Europe, and I guess across the rest of the world. Just drop onto Focal.com, dual locator, and you'll be able to find all the details there for the country you'd be listening from.
Perfect. And anyone else who didn't catch that, again, you know, it's Focal.com, Focal.com. Then there's obviously different portions of the world, respectively, for you. You should find everything you need there. It's a great place to start. It's Focal.com. For people who may be more social like myself, you can head over to Facebook.com. It's /Focal.corporate. And you can check them out there. Give them a like. Check out the stuff they're doing there. Maybe you want things in 140 characters or less, or they banned that, I think, recently. It's a lot longer than that. But should Twitter still exist tomorrow, it's at Focal Official. And for anyone who has any inquiries for me about the show, tell me you love the show, you hate the show, but Andrew is great, whatever you want, you can send info to my email, which is Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y, @ravehubs.com. And I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. It's either just Johnny Mota or @jmota3, J-M-O-T-A, the number 3. That's, you'll find me. Send me an email, send me a tweet, send me some info. You want to be on the show, you want to learn more, you want to talk tech, you want to be on the show and talk tech, then you've got all my information minus my cell phone, which if you ask me, I'll tell you. Everyone, this has been AV Insider. Andrew, thank you so much for educating the masses on the brand Focal. We do appreciate it, and we would love to have you back in the future.
Super, and absolutely my pleasure. Johnny, once again, thank you so much for having me on. And yeah, once again, apologies for the Scottish accent. I hope everybody could follow it. Okay. Thank you so much.
It's been a real pleasure. Yeah, my pleasure as well. And everyone, we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening. And again, Rave Radio, AV Insider, @ravehubs.com. Check us out. Check out the other shows. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.